And we already know that. We have been taught that. And this is not a put down. I'm not getting down on you. I love you. But you know, when you talk from experience, then you know what you're talking about. And I've been a tither ever since I heard tithing. And I've reaped the benefits of the tithe. Then some people say, well, I just got to have this to pay a bill. No. Now, this is an easy way to do it. You get $1,000 a week. A tithe is $100. If you give an offering, decide on what you're offering. Well, let's just do the tithe. You subtract that $100 and all you have is $900. That's all you ever have. It's the $900. You never have the $1,000. You always have the $900. That's the easy way to do it. Whatever your amount is, you subtract that 10% off the top, and you never have to deal with it. It's like you never had it because it's not yours. I hope I'm helping somebody. And this man talked about most churches, 9%. I'm going to ask Michelle. I don't want to know your business. I don't know your name. I don't want to know who you are, but I'm going to ask her, what percent say they're tithing? And every time they say they're tithing, doesn't mean they are. But he said 19% is a big number for most churches. And if they had 50%, he told how much. And then if they had gone on to 100%, they would, at the amount that they were tithed, they would have had over $2 million in no time. So just be faithful with what you have. What did Jesus say about the woman with the two mites? He said she gave more than they all. They're not going to get God's money. That's just the bottom line. Mind made up. The song said, "My mind made up." What is that song say? I don't know what it is, but I'm about done. When the anointing wanes, you just sit down. Amen. Mention that could happen over $2 million with the amount. I don't remember the other amount. And Bishop said to tell him, just bring $1 million, that'll be fine. He said, yeah. I said, well, I'm going to tell him, just go ahead and bring $1 million. You know we can bring $1 million by December 31st. We can. If you put it in your heart and say, Lord, I want to bring $250,000. And I want you to show me who to get, help me get this $250,000. All we need, what, four? Four people. How simple is that? How simple is that? You spend that on Coke and coffee and ice cream, cookies and chips, going to Barn Hill, or Crossing rather, Barn Hill's clothing. Spending money in your closet always so full, you don't have anywhere to put what you have, yet you go buy some more. I want to buy me a nice prayer outfit and a book for today. I said, God, I got to preach. He said, look in that closet and get something you have. Don't look okay. I look okay. Amen. Listen, just be obedient to God. Make God happy with your thought life. If you can start off making God happy with your thought life, what does the scripture say? As he thinks in his heart, so is he. So we get our thought life right, and we meditate on the word, and we think the word, then our whole life will change. Our whole life will change. I don't let myself think. Most of the time I don't want to, but every once in a while I don't let myself think a bowl of ice cream. I will not allow myself to think a bowl of ice cream. So you look at Sally and you're mad at her, and don't allow yourself to think that thought. Bless her, bless her, bless her. Lord, you know I don't like her, but I'm going to pray for her anyway till I get this out of me. And then you start examining it, and you don't know why. I'm going to say this before I close. Back when we were in high school, glory to God, we had a feud with the Loftons. That's Lois's husband's first cousins. We feuded, you know, we had summer school back then. We got out of school in the summer, so we, in the spring early, and then we went to summer school for 6 weeks so we could go back and work in the field in the fall. So that feud, I don't know how it started. I don't know why it started, but we were feuding. We were mad with them, and they were mad with us. It was three of us, my cousin, two cousins, and me, and it was four of them. Y'all know Maridale and Ruth M and all of them. Some of you know them. So anyway, it was fall. We were on our way home from school close to Callahan. And all of a sudden, my cousin Jewel said, "Hit me, hit me." And one of them hit her. Or vice versa. No, it was the other way around. One of them said to Jewel, "Hit me, hit me." And Jewel hit her. And all four of them jumped up, and Laverne and I jumped in. I didn't know what I was fighting about. I don't know what the feud was about. I got scratches that stayed on my hand for years and didn't know what the feud was about. I don't know how it got started, but we feuded a long time, months. My mama used to sew for them, and I'd be mad when they bring stuff over there. Wouldn't talk and all that kind of stuff. So that person, let me tell you how it settled, and then I'm going to get back to how you can get rid of it. So you examine why you're mad with somebody. And then just get rid of it. Then it's not even worth the time it takes to think on it. So that was on a Friday. We went back to school. It was a talk of Houston High School, Woodland Elementary School, everywhere. Coralie, Jewel, and Laverne got to fighting with Maridale, Ruth Emma. What's the other name? It's four of them. Joseph Pearl and another. Anyway, it's four of them. And so the youngest one was still at Woodland because eighth grade, ninth grade went to Houston. And Mr. Freeman was our principal. And he was just shocked. He said, "My best girls, my prettiest girls." And he paired us up with the ones. It was six of us. Three groups made us clean that building. And I guess after, I don't know which one I had, Ruth Emma? I don't know which one it was that I was working with. But he put us in different spots, you know. He didn't want us to connect with somebody. And we had to clean windows and whatever was, whatever. He didn't, you know, didn't send us home. And on maybe after lunch, because we had to do it all day long, I said something, let me, you got a pen or you got a rag or something, I asked, or she asked. And we started talking. Found out the others had started talking. And we were friends after that. I'm saying all that time we wasted, we could have been friends all along. So whoever you're mad at, your spouse, your chicken, your dog, Prince. What's Kenny's dog's name? What's Kenny's dog's
Sydney
name?
In Brooklyn. Sydney in Brooklyn.
Sydney in Brooklyn? That's his dog's on my deck. I'll be so glad when the dog get off my deck. Whatever you're mad about. But I don't complain about it. Not much. I'm working on it. I'm saying God is calling us to a life of purity, a life of joy, a life of peace, so you can help somebody else. Is that easy to say? Is that easy to understand? So let's just commit our lives to the Lord. Commit our lives to the Lord, holy, totally, 100%. Whatever way you're going, if that's the right way, keep going. If it's not, go the way that he directs. Because he said that he's going to tell us phenomenal things. It won't be ordinary things. It won't be the way you think. I stopped telling the story about Jim and me getting together, but it wasn't the way I was thinking. I was telling him to hit the road, Jack. And the Lord said no. Ooh, I'm so glad he said no. So whatever it is that God is calling you to do and speaking in your heart, do it. There's nothing, what's that song you sing? There is nothing that my God can't do. As long as it's good, right, holy, pure, God can and will do it for you.